AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Welcome to Drink Champs, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, say greetings, it's your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players,
you know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be? Hoping this would it should be. This is your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, is DJ EFN.
And this is Entertainment Drink Chats motherfucking podcast.
None of that. Make Drink Chats, baby.
It's just Drink Chats, my bad. Make some noise! And right now, we got the big homie of the big homie. If it wasn't for her,
tell them about it.
It probably wouldn't be me.
You don't say it enough. Say it.
She,
tell the whole
she
story.
She told me that I was, she said, I'm going to be sick on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
I let him fill it in my radio
And she
show.
Let me fill in. Mm. And guess what?
He got the
This
love.
Is why we're here
she
right
gave
now.
You a training wheel. Yeah.
And
give
then,
it up for me. Give it up for me.
Hold on, can we not announce who you are next?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And then we have our next guest. And this next guest, I'm going to go ahead and say it. She is the funniest woman on the planet. Chill. Let me give you an intro.
Go ahead, do it. She's the funniest woman right now.
If you do a detector and you say who's the funniest woman on the planet,
Siri going to
number
say.
Uno. And I'm telling you, there have been some people who try to debate and try to come at her and say, are you sure?
Fuck them.
And she came out and she said, fuck y'all, and I'll kick you in your motherfucking face. And in case you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I'm talking about Angie Martinez and motherfucking Tiffany motherfucking Hill. So I'm going to start with you, Tiffany.
Okay.
Because comedians, y'all been going through some shit. Y'all like the new rappers.
Oh, shit.
Are we?
Y'all niggas getting attacked on stage.
Maybe we the original and then the rappers came in. And now we taking it back again.
I'm definitely going to debate you on that part.
You can debate if you want to. Because stand-up comedy been around since before rap music. Don't get it started.
Facts.
Don't get it started. Funny
poets. You might win this
poets.
Okay.
Look.
Mostly comedians. You and Angie's both like, we not sure.
I'm not sure.
But no idea about your rappers, though.
70s and 60s.
But let's just be clear.
Yes.
In the 1800s.
We know you gorgeous. We know you beautiful. You got different hairstyles. And right now, you got the low hairstyle.
No drink. It's a finger wave.
What if Chris Rock made that joke about you?
Mm. If he made that joke about me, well, I don't have no husband.
So would you just have the homies attack him?
No, the homies attack him.
Or what would you have did? Or you would have just got back on
She's
stage.
She's a comedian. She
I'm a comedian. I would have just picked the right moment. It's I would have played sink your battleship. I'd have just waited for the moment to get him back. I know how
you
to use
got him
my
back
words.
With comedy.
But as,
I know how to use my words
as a comedian. When you seen that transition, and you said, "Damn, Chris Rock." He made a G.I. Jane joke, and he actually tried to explain it. He's like, it's a G.I. Jane joke. But the hook already had happened.
Right.
What was your thoughts?
My thoughts was, I wonder what that conversation was before that, for him to feel like he,
Between him and Chris?
Mm-hmm.
There had to be history
you feel
there
that
before
there was,
that. Of course.
You didn't think it was just Why Will's
have
having... his own situation.
Jay-Z is be watching this. So can I please get my can I please make sure Jay-Z he keeps
I need vodka.
Show you did vodka, okay. Okay. Ciroc. Oh, he also watches.
There you go.
Okay. I like peach Ciroc though. Or watermelon.
Can we get peach Ciroc?
Or can we get peach juice
and we pay for it? Drink chest, we got a budget.
And club soda. I'm like here for 10 minutes.
Peach Ciroc, please.
Let me pour it for you.
Thank you, sir. All right, Jim, that's enough.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm like a mixed cocktail.
Listen, we never had two girls on.
Listen, yes, you interrupted her. She was on the spot.
Yes, please.
Sorry about that. This is our MO, sorry.
It's cool. I went to school with people like y'all. I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Sometimes you just gotta be quiet and wait your time. And that's what I would do if that was me. If Chris had made a joke like that about me, which...
Right.
He has made jokes like that about me. I would just be quiet and wait my turn. Mm.
So let's just be clear.
And then when I come for you, it's gonna be you gonna know.
Let's be clear.
We're gonna cut
Will
Will's a bitch.
Chris had made this joke about Jada years ago, right? And then he reiterated this joke. Do you think that's it? Because I think comedy has no limit, in my opinion.
Yeah, comedy don't have no limits. But if somebody tell you. I mean, watch your mouth,
Right.
You better watch it.
And he said, keep your wife's name out my mouth.
Whatever he said, I feel like I was in high school again. And remember in high school,
I never made it to high school. I dropped out of seventh grade.
Okay, so you remember in juvenile detention? Remember when you was in juvie?
Seventh grade.
Remember when you was in juvie?
And then I went to juvenile detention.
The weird dude that was kind of quiet, be like, don't talk to me anymore. Don't say nothing else, or something's gonna happen. Don't say, I promise you, I'm gonna do something.
Oh, his name was George Stokes.
Yeah, and then he beat your ass.
You know this dude's name?
Yeah.
And then he beat your ass.
No, he didn't beat my ass.
He
threw shit at me though.
He threw shit at me.
No, me and George Stokes is my man.
Now y'all cool now.
Yeah, me and him cool.
Exactly.
He threw shit at me first.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
So, that's, I guess, the equivalent.
Your relationship has come a long way, you and George.
And now I'm not enough to say.
I know. I could never rebound from that.
I'll never get past that.
I can't never get past that. Guys are different. Girls don't do that.
No, this is in jail.
You throw shit at me, until I die. I'm never talking to you.
So let me ask you, is the state of comedy in jeopardy right now? Because it feels like people... Let me just tell you something. I wanted to do something called Free the Comedian. Because it made me feel like, damn, comedians are at this moment, are being trickled down to not speak what they're saying. Meanwhile,
But do you remember when comedians were getting arrested for saying bitch on stage or fuck on stage?
Right,
like we've always been oppressed and suppressed.
in some kind of way and have to outsmart him. Lenny Bruce used to get arrested.
George Carlin.
Dick Gregory, George Carlin. Like, so many comedians used to get arrested. You couldn't
perform. Have you been arrested?
I've been arrested, but not for my comedy, but for some other shit. But never for my Well, you know what? Maybe that one time that was about my comedy. It doesn't matter.
That's not the point.
At the end of the day, comedians have, I mean, if you go back to the beginning of what comedy was, we used court gestures, used to perform for the king.
Right.
And if the king didn't like what you had to say, he fucking feed you to the damn alligators, lock you up in the
back.
Like, it has always been a challenge for a comedian. Your job as a comic is to tickle people's souls. People you never met before, you have to tap in and get them to pull their fucking lips back and show their teeth and make a sound and go, ha ha ha.
Right.
That is a powerful thing, right? And it's not always easy for everybody. Mm. And sometimes you're gonna say the wrong thing, and some people gonna fuck with it, and some people ain't gonna fuck with it. But we have been challenged the entire time.
I didn't know that.
The entire time. Comedians was getting arrested before NWA. Google it.
No,
comedians are getting arrested off the stage. If we walked in through the wrong door, you came through the wrong door and you go on stage and then you say, you call a white lady a bitch or call a white lady something or whatever, you're getting arrested.
I need to reiterate what you just said. Did you say comedians been getting arrested before NWA?
Yes, nigga, yes. Yes, nigga. If I would have said that on stage, I could be arrested. Yes, nigga.
That's true.
he's horrified.
There was laws against language in certain states. Like, you couldn't say certain language.
In certain states in most of America.
Yeah.
So they talk about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Before Luke.
Nigga, but Luke is back on the same
thing. Comedy been fucking popping since the 1500s. My nigga, you heard of Shakespeare?
You heard of him?
Yeah.
A little
comedian. What was he doing?
Comedic plays, but he didn't necessarily write them all. You know, he was the Tyler Perry of the 1500s.
Yeah, ghostwriter?
No. Yeah, ghostwriter.
Just like full of information today.
I'm full of information every day. I'm a comedian. I play stupid. I'm not stupid.
Can we talk about your moment? I'm sorry, this is not my show, sorry.
Yes,
you
know, but did you see her on the carpet when she lightly chin checked somebody on the carpet?
Time out. Did that ask my question? It's in my notes.
Oh, okay, you got it in your notes? Just making sure. I got you covered. I'm sorry. Go.
No. Thank you, sis.
I got you, sis. I'm here for you.
But that is my second question. Thank you. You can deliver the question, please, because I would like to answer. Can you?
No, this is your show.
Please answer.
I do, boo. Thank you.
I'm so honorable that you are delivering this question. Please.
Me?
Yes.
I have a question. I have nothing prepared.
When that lady asked you, she said, so what are you wearing or something? You said
Let me read.
Let's talk about it.
The lady asked about her costume change. She was like, bitch, this ain't a costume. She didn't say that.
I did say bitch in my song, and the new song that's coming out called
She used the word costume?
Like. She said, are you gonna do a costume change?
No, she said it's, oh, hi Tiffany. I see you had a little costume change. I said, costume? This is not a costume. This is custom. Mm. Dolce & Gabbana, darling. Custom for my body. I paid for this. This is not pretend. This is not make-believe. This is my life. This is what success look like.
Mm. Are we making noise? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know if she cried right then. You know, then I noticed she didn't have no shoes on. You know, I'm from South Central Los Angeles, so you know, I grew up with people, you know, we rag on each other, talk shit, but also people try to belittle the things that you're doing. As long as I've been in this business, I started in 1997 doing stand-up comedy, and as long as I've been doing it, I have encountered so many reporters and interviewers that try to make something big to you or something that might even not just be big to you, might be big to the culture. Try to make it seem so small and like you don't belong and like you wasn't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I humbly flip it back on them. A lot of times they edit that stuff out, but this one didn't get edited out.
Mm.
Mm. It was a moment for her.
Yeah, because this passing? Thank you. I treat people with respect and dignity. I treat you the way you treat me. You treat me shitty, I'm going to treat you shitty. You treat me like you scared, I'm going to treat you like I'm the monster.
Mm.
What did you say when we were back there talking
big
shit?
Big bitch energy.
Yay.
Yeah.
I told her we need to explore that.
I hate the bait and switch. You know, somebody will try to get you to do something and you like, this is what it is. Okay, cool, I'm going to do it. And then they try to bait and switch you and like have it be something else. And then that's when
I start bitching. I start, you know, I start barking. I don't play. I will, you know, I will shut something down. But I'm a nice person.
You weren't talking about us.
No, you are.
She just let you know that you too could get it if you try to come in any sideways, right?
Yeah. I don't want no problem.
I'm not gonna make you cry, but I'm definitely not gonna pretend like I'm happy with what you're doing. If I'm not happy with it, I'm gonna let you know.
I gotta keep it honest
because I'm not finna be fake with you or like be, you know, like smiling in your face and then go be like this motherfucker. No, I'm gonna be like, hey motherfucker, you know what you did,
right.
And I'm gonna talk shit to everybody too because I already told you first.
Right.
You know where I'm at, so that's how I operate.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up a second. I got something to say. Addiction is a treatable disease, but finding the right treatment can be overwhelming and confusing. Shatterproof, a national nonprofit, is here to help without judgment. At Shatterproof, their goal is to help you find addiction care that meets your needs and leads to better health and long-term recovery. When you visit shatterproof.org, there's an entire section that helps you learn everything you need to know about alcohol and substance use disorder. There's also a Find Help section to help you find the support you may need. Get help today by visiting shatterproof.org. Again, get help today by visiting shatterproof.org. How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So let me just tell you, I interviewed Chris Brown recently. He brought me to the light-skinned nigga meeting.
It's crazy. I can't smoke it. I didn't even eat or nothing. You're giving me liquor and contact high. I haven't even had a meal yet today.
So Chris Brown brought me to the light-skinned nigga meeting. Oh. Drake was there. Carmen was there. And I was like wondering. I said, Carmen, what's going on? And what happened with you and Carmen?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Is it the pandemic?
I don't know. Maybe
she grabbed it.
I mean, I feel like, you know, well, you know, I'm successful.
And that's all that matters.
I don't know how
and
to take
busy.
This one.
He busy, I guess.
So. He light skin? What it had anything what to do with light skin?
I don't think it had anything to do with light skin.
I've been trying to go back to Chris Brown personally.
I like all skin. You know, first of all, you need to have skin.
I've been trying to join the light skin karate class, and they don't be accepting me. They're like, you too brown.
The light skin karate class?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be light skin?
I just want to do karate. That's all.
You can do karate dark
no,
skin.
No, I'm also in the dark skin.
No, get me started on who started karate. Player who taught karate from the beginning. Mm. It's your color. Dark skin. Don't get me started. Tell me, dark skin, because they haven't accepted me neither. Back in 33 BC.
33 BC. Was the brown skin niggas running this shit?
Yeah, but brown skin niggas was running this shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
You gotta start your own karate.
I should not be trying to be in getting accepted to their Soho house.
Yeah.
Start my own Soho house.
Yeah, start your own Soho house. They'll come to your house. I'm gonna start a black air wine.
Eh? What?
A black air wine. Yeah, you know what Erewhon is? Yeah. Yeah, see, that's because y'all black. Y'all don't even know about that white grocery store that sell all organic foods and stuff. Woo. Yeah, we gonna do that. I'm gonna do that.
That's that big gumbo, too, right there, just in case you want to
see it. This one's called Fly Trap, nigga. This thing, just go ahead, you step.
And by the way,
just in case, you know, we don't pass it back.
I gotta pass it back?
No, I was telling you to take one.
No, hold on.
We got mortgage.
That's by the way.
This ain't a gift to me.
No, that's my personal.
Just take it.
You can take a couple. Take as much as you want, but don't take it all.
I'm a woman. Don't say take what you want, because I'm gonna take it all.
Yo, but listen, Angie Martinez.
No, you can keep your weed.
All right. But we got more weed for you. Angie Martinez.
I'm such a contact guy.
I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
You are such a legend.
Thank you, baby.
Yes.
Truly and really, if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be me in this world. And I want you to know that. And I always say that.
You do. It's very sweet.
Because you're such.
I believe you. I love that you say that. And I'm happy that I was part of your journey. But you would have found your way, I think.
I would have found my way. But guess what? It doesn't matter if I would have.
Yeah.
It matters that I went through you.
Yeah.
Right.
And Tiffany, I'm being honest with you. You're my favorite female comedian.
Thank you.
I always watch you. And we want to give y'all both y'all flowers.
Is there actual flowers?
Thank
yes,
you.
It is. Yes,
it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. There really are. Thank
it
you.
It really are flowers.
Oh, my God. With our names and everything. That's so cute.
Yes, it is.
Dope.
Gold flowers.
And for the record, not just female comedian, one of the best comedians out there.
Oh, one of the best comedians. That's right. You're right.
You.
You're right.
I just won a Grammy a little while ago.
Yes, you did.
Well, now you want a drink, champs.
This for your people. Because you don't know who owned the Grammys, but you know who owned Drink Champs, girl.
Yeah, I do know who owned Drink Champs.
And you were there. You were there when I accepted my award.
Very first trophy.
I swear to God.
And I'm proud of you,
People, I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you.
People invite me to awards. Like, if the award is on Monday, they invite me on Tuesday. They be like, yo, can you come to the award? I'm like, all right, I'll go. I'm like, oh, shit. It was yesterday. Because they don't want me to come with these motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, I'm an idiot.
Just Sunny.
They want Sunny.
I knew you were going to be coming long before Monday. Like 2 weeks before.
But you hosted it.
Yeah.
Holy moly guacamole. Jason Lee, just big up Jason Lee.
Yeah, that's my bro. Yeah.
Shout out Hollywood Unlocked.
Yeah, I support Hollywood Unlocked. I love what they're doing. I've been knowing Jason for quite some time now. And I'm supporting you. You know what? Yeah, this is a rental.
I don't like spending a lot of money on glasses.
You can rent things like that? Yeah, you can rent glasses. You can rent the expensive glasses and then you take them back.
Look good.
I need to do that. Yeah, you need to do that. Why you
always lose?
You can rent them.
Yeah, of course.
You can rent them.
No, you rent them, right? And then you give them back like 2 days later.
Oh, okay.
I feel like if I have glasses for more than a month, I lose them. So I rent them, and then I give them back like 3, 4, 5 days later. Then I get another pair.
That's some rich shit. That's some rich shit.
Always got new pairs.
They cute on you too. With the short hair, I like it.
So
Tiff, let me ask you. What's your favorite movie you did?
Girls Trip.
Definitely. I knew you was going to say that.
And it was here at Essence.
Yeah.
But it was in Vegas though, right?
When I come to Essence, I always think of you. Think of that movie. It's like forever intertwined with the...
Right.
Essence was in
Vegas. I met like 3 Flossy Posses when I did the book signing. How long have you been coming to Essence?
I don't remember my first year, but for a long time,
yeah, right?
For a long time.
I remember coming like, 15 years ago and being like, I didn't notice was this many black women in the world. I was shocked. I think I was like 27.
And you were like you've done main stage a lot of times.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, earlier in my career, it was more mixed audiences.
Yeah.
So I didn't see a lot of black women, not till, you know, I started coming to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then I was making movies then. But then when I did Girls Trip here, that's when like I was like, yo, I started doing my shows be sold out and it'd be all black women. I'm like, dang,
you know,
if I was a man, I would be at a Tiffany Haddish show. Cause it's a lot of single.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah. If I was a single man looking for a good woman, I would be at a Tiffany Haddish. Cause all those women, they just want to laugh. They all work. They all got jobs. And most of them are single because they're successful. Mm. But some men can't handle successful women. What's up with that?
Mm. Oh, word. Let's get into that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. What's the deal? Why don't men want women that like make more money than them?
Why are you intimidated by that?
I got one.
Go ahead.
And he's in no way intimidated by what I do.
Aww.
But it took a long time.
1, 2, 3.
No.
It took a long time for him?
But no, it took a long time for me to get to that place.
What's the place? Is it somewhere I need to be? Because I'm definitely humble. I still cook. I still sweep.
Don't cook or clean. She still got that ring.
Yeah. Also, I need to stop cooking and cleaning.
Don't clean the amount
of dick that you need to suck to not cook and clean.
I didn't know where this went.
I don't want to suck that much dick. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and
it
might
be time. I'm out.
I don't know. I think out the gate, you had to look for whatever the thing is that...
The thing is in the person.
Right. If you think that, if the thing is I want somebody who's not intimidated by success or supports my success, then I think instead of when you go out and you meet somebody, you got to look for that specific thing. You got to look for somebody that is excited about your career, that encourages you.
Why do I have to look? I'm already everywhere.
Yeah. No. I'm saying when you pick. Okay, when you
choose.
That
probably makes it harder for you, though.
And it's hard.
I'm gonna let the girls talk this one out because this sounds good. No, I'm in here.
We in on your podcast.
Teach me.
I think you have to mindfully choose the things that are important to you. So we get distracted. Somebody told me this, the best dating advice ever, uh-huh. was like, "What are your 3 core values?" And then find them in somebody else because they might not come in the package you think they're gonna come in. They might not come. They might not look like you want. You get distracted by he's funny. He got swag. He's fly. He's this. And it's not about values, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so if you could be all the way in touch with whatever your core values are and then look for the same thing in somebody else, you might be more mindful of who you connect and who you draw to you because sometimes you can miss them. You can miss somebody because they're in a different package, but they're the right person for you, but you don't even know it because you're not looking for that exact thing. So, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's get on it. Okay, let's try it.
Are so low right now.
Let's write them down.
You have a lot of suitors here.
What are you attracted to? What is the thing? Sorry, this is drink chips.
No, God, this is all
What is the thing that... that always gets you? Like, what's the... besides
that always gets me?
Yeah. Like, what's the first thing?
The smile. They got good teeth.
Teeth is core value. It is for me.
Because I know if he got good, clean, nice teeth, his breath don't smell like ass. He could rob me, but you know what? He's healthy, but he could rob me.
Values is what's important. I mean, listen, you don't want rotten teeth.
Look, you said what I'm attracted to. So
no, what do you draw to you? Like,
what do I draw to?
Yeah, like, what?
I don't know. I draw on a lot of things, but I be moving so much, I can't really pay that much attention.
Who is getting your attention? What when you do land?
My rose is getting my attention.
Your rose, Rolls Royce.
My rose.
No. No, my
we're gonna figure this out. We're gonna figure this out.
And the women, and if anybody know what a rose is, you know.
Oh, the little clicky thing on Instagram.
Oh, I went the wrong way with that. I'm thinking, I don't gotta be nice to the rose.
I just, you know, just watch it.
Don't talk back.
It always works. You know,
just forget it. Oh, it's a vibrator.
Just forget it. Just forget it.
We're highly offended.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, never mind. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
So your rose is your boyfriend?
Pretty much.
Right now.
But also your money is your boyfriend.
No, my money's not my boyfriend. I would say probably my art is my boyfriend. That's the most gratifying thing to me, like being able to perform, being able to share, hearing laughter, knowing that, you know, I'm like, you know, being effective in the environment. That's my boyfriend, probably. Like, that feels great.
And it probably takes the most of your time.
It do take the most of my time. That, and then, you know, I need sleep, so.
Are we supposed to make some noise for sleep?
Let's go.
Make noise for sleep.
Yeah. Sleep don't want noise.
And let me tell you something. The best things happen to me in my sleep.
What happens?
Girl. With Rose?
No, the rose don't happen in my sleep, but it's
a fine operator.
It's this dude that show up in my dreams that be killing it.
Who is he?
Do everything I like.
That's her man.
I don't know. He live in my brain.
That's why he's sleeping.
We gotta make Weird Science 3.
Does this guy have a job?
That's a good idea. Weird Science 3, by the way.
Does he have a job? This guy in your dream?
This guy? No, he has a career. You don't have a job.
What does he do?
The man in your brain.
Oh, the man in my brain.
What does he look like? Maybe we know him.
He is taller than me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He don't have no face. but he say the best thing.
His name is No Face?
His name? I don't know what his name is.
Let's just call him No Face.
In my dreams, I call him husband. Mm. That's my favorite word.
That's fine.
It's my favorite word. Husband. Mm. And then, like, in my dreams.
But he don't talk back because he got no face.
And no teeth.
No, but he talk back, though. I can hear him.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's my husband.
Okay.
Got it.
So I can hear him in my brain. He don't need to talk for me to know. That's called ESP. Is it ESP?
Telekinetic
energy.
I mean, it's in your dream already, so.
It's my fucking dream. Okay. And then, like, he be cleaning the house for me.
Nice.
And everything. And
massages?
Then when I get home, he run a bath. He wash me.
Nice.
He wash me like I'm a baby. He be lifting up my arm and everything, cleaning up my armpits, he be cleaning everything. You know, then he like oil me down.
Wow.
Then he tucks me in. He tucks him in, me, and then I wake up. It's the best.
So you straight?
I'm straight.
You don't need that.
And then I don't know if it's my house because it don't look like my house. So I'm assuming it's his house and it's from his career. And I don't know what he do, but he take care of me.
Mm. Hope y'all don't break up.
God damn it! I think as long as
I live in my dreams, I'm good.
Because New Face and No Face. And of your dream.
So No Face mean, you know, I think, well, I have did my research and the No Face mean like I can put anybody in that position.
Anybody.
Mm. You know, and I think it is a position. I'm gonna call it the CFL position in my corporation.
The chief.
Oh. No. He clean fucks and leaves because he clean fucks me and then I wake up, he gone.
Got it.
And so
The CFL.
It's my dream.
She's hiring for CFL positions.
Y'all got, now y'all thinking about what I just said.
No, I've been thinking about it, as you said, from the beginning.
Clean the house.
They're about to leave. They're going to leave us.
No, we're not leaving. No. We need female power.
You do. You need more. Yeah. By the way, you need more women guests on the show. Yes, you never have them.
It's not because of us, though.
What is it?
I was trying to call you when you had Cardi B on, and I was like, damn, can you hook me up with Cardi B? And I was like, that's kind of corny. I can't call Angie.
No.
And you called me. I'm in a Dominican spot the other day.
I did. In the daytime.
You called me, and me and my wife is in a Dominican spot, and I'm not going to lie to y'all.
That loud. We were Dominican at that very moment. It's not even dark outside yet.
We're like, yeah, Angie Martinez called me. I said, what's going on, sis? She said, what are we doing at Essence Fest? I said, I don't know, but I'm in Dominican right now. But we need more female power. But now, yes. Let me ask a question to the both of y'all.
And there's no mixers on Drink Champs? I'm not allowed to have a little something
all
in
right.
the vodka.
All right, I'm going to take a look. Can you pour me a shot,
there
too?
There you go, Angie.
Pour me a shot.
Jesus. That's sweet.
You sure you don't want my horn? That's really
okay.
Tasty.
No, thank
Tiffany
you.
Tiffany and Angie.
I'm sure.
We don't know if you know, but our show was about celebrating our guests and showing that Black excellence, Latino excellence, which I'm both,
dale que tu puedes,
exist everywhere. And we're going to continue to salute our folks, our people, because you know what? If we don't do it, who the fuck is going to do it?
Mm. We going to do it.
So we going to do it. Salud, oh, goddammit. Yes, 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 yes. Dale que tu puedes.
That was good.
Yeah.
So hold up, Angie. We gotta talk about you getting into the
Hall
space.
Of Fame.
No, oh. You get into the space.
Yes, the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Wait, let's make some noise for Angie Martinez. I cried that day.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, I wanted to be invited to
urine.
I wanted to be invited to the ceremony, but I realized that Fat Joe and everyone, if every Fat Joe's there, I'm there, but. Jesus, Luis, it's not only because you're Puerto Rican, which I am. It's not only because you're hip hop. It's because you're a real person.
Thank you, baby.
And to be inducted into the fucking Hall of Fame,
yeah,
that's such a fucking big. That's Mookie Wilson shit.
Thank you, baby.
You got seltzer water? Okay.
No, this is tonic.
That's what I mean. What the fuck? What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, I mean, like,
25 years of a career happened.
But what's the call like?
And then
when they
finally
say,
like,
when
okay,
they say, they call
we'll
you
let
and
you
say,
in.
They say, yo.
No, the crazy thing is, I had been nominated a couple times.
Several times.
And didn't get it. And a couple years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I was nominated and didn't get it. I don't know, some other guy got it. And people advocate. People like, you know how like you advocate for like, I'm not saying you, but in your space,
yeah,
like for an award,
for
you
it,
gotta
yeah.
go to the you gotta right. campaign, you gotta do, and I didn't do any of that. So I never got in. And so then this last time, I got nominated from a different category where you don't really have to campaign because the committee, I guess certain people vote, and they voted for me, and so I got in. But, nah, it was crazy. It was just crazy. And the wild shit is, and maybe you probably understand this, I never gave a shit about awards.
Yeah.
Until you
my
get
whole
it.
Life. No,
no
not
it's about
even.
The people.
You know what? It's about the people.
It's about the people.
So what I get, what will get me choked up is some little girl from Brooklyn or the Bronx tweeting, Angie should be in the Hall of Fame. That will get me emotional.
Right.
Somebody giving me a thing from some people I don't know in a room
this
of people
hold. This
I don't
Jay-Z.
Know.
Please.
No, this
it.
Is amazing.
Accept
I accept
this award.
This.
Okay,
thank
right,
you.
Cool.
Very well done, sir.
Right,
no, but I'm saying I've always been, I never really gave a shit about awards. I never understood why people put so much into it because it usually comes from a group of people that don't know your value, don't really respect your value. You have to go so hard and far and above, and then it's just like, fuck you. I've been working, I got people, I care about the people I serve. I don't really care about awards. But I went to a school, a broadcasting school. Black and brown kids in there. I look up
and
at the wall.
Your mother was in radio as well.
My mom's in radio. I look up at the wall. It's all the Hall of Famers. And there ain't nobody up there that look like me.
Wow.
And that was the day I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's not even about a piece of this for me in my house, which is nice. People come over. People salute you. People put it in front of your name, Radio Hall of Fame. And I'm like, that's nice. I appreciate it. But the dope shit is that when you go
it's
to a
symbolism,
broadcasting
right.
school, there's a Puerto Rican girl up there on the wall
right.
next to,
yeah.
you know, who I don't know who else, you know,
whoever
Orson Welles, you know,
right.
Bob Hope, Angie Martinez. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like, we gotta make noise for
it's
that.
It's a very cool thing. You know, I'm humbled and I'm thankful for whoever, all the people who voted for me. I'm grateful for it. But I'm just saying that's changed something for me. When I used to not give a shit about awards. It really did mean something for me to be in the Hall of Fame. For the representation of it, you know what I'm saying? More so than the hardware. Right, the hardware to me is like...
Just so you know, it not only meant something to you, it meant something to our culture. Because...
But when I did my award, I said... I'm grateful for radio. Radio gave me a whole career. But it's the hip-hop community that really has held me up my whole career. I couldn't be doing a different type of radio.
You're the only person that got to interview Biggie and Tupac.
You always say that is true.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying, that's just so amazing.
What did Tupac smell like? I always wonder what he smelled like. I felt like he smelled like Swisher Sweets and the best weed.
There was definitely a lot of weed.
Make the noise when Tupac smelled like Swisher Sweets. I'm smoking Swishers right now.
Yeah.
It was definitely
a similar scent to what's happening in the air today. Yeah.
You know, I never met Tupac neither. I met every other rapper. So, you know what? I would like
That's a thing, right? Yeah, it's really a thing.
Yeah, so
it's
how was
and
Tupac?
I have a dope ass. I mean, I have a dope ass. Like, people ask me, like, I see people coming up after me and different things that happen. I'm super grateful that I got to witness so many pieces of this culture on so many different levels. You know what I'm saying? So that is definitely something I cherish.
Would you have ever wanted to be a part of any other, like...
I was a fan of the people who came before. So
would you have wanted to be in the radio then?
I wasn't in the game when Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and, you know, I was a kid like, oh, they were like fucking the heroes.
Big Daddy Kane was so dope.
He was so dope.
I was like, he gonna be my baby daddy.
Maybe
did you see Big Daddy Kane with Naomi Campbell and the other white girl?
No, not now. That was when I was like, you know, 11.
Big Daddy Kane's?
He's still doing his thing.
I know. I seen him recently and I was like,
maybe we can look into this. Is he married? I don't want to be disrespectful.
No, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Maybe he's the guy you dream.
I call Big Daddy Kane right now.
Maybe it's Big Daddy Kane.
I don't know.
Do I call Big Daddy Kane right now.
Do he wash dishes? If Big Daddy Kane wash dishes, then he might be the man.
Yeah, it got real.
These niggas don't like that. They're like, I ain't washing no dishes.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Anyway, no, I'm super happy I came up at the time I did, because imagine I'm in New York. New York hip hop is happening. I'm starting my career. So is Mary J. Blige in New York. Everything is in New York. CNN is in New York. Mobb Deep is in New York. Nas is there. Jay is starting his career. So I get to grow up, because I'm 18 when I start on the radio. I get to grow up on the radio in New York in the 90s, the same time everybody else
quote
does.
Unquote golden era.
Yeah, so when people, you know, so this is why I still have the friendships and the, you know, you can't form friendships like we have had being in the game this long.
But the one thing I can tell you, Angie, and I'm this is 1,000,000% honest, as us doing this for 6 years now. The difference between us and these guys use us for a platform, and they'll come and hang out and get drunk. But you, they trust you.
Thank you.
That's a totally different thing. I swear to God, I watched you the other day just to watch you. And I was like, damn, this is why she's the GOAT. And I'm talking about, you're so sharp and accurate. And
I'm your
if you RZA, I'm your Method Man.
Yeah, I just saw Meth on the plane, by the way.
He's here. That's like my big brother.
I'm just trying to figure this out for you. That's all.
No. Whatever is for me is not in the industry. I want him to wash dishes.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't he be in the industry washing dishes?
Some people in the industry wash dishes.
I mean, I ain't never met nobody in the industry that was like, I'm cool with washing dishes, sweeping the floor, and cleaning your toilets, and wiping down your light switches.
Why
would
you be
in
the toilet?
Yeah, why the toilet?
Because that's just sexy.
Nah, you fucking over the toilet.
Cover his ankles with some basketball shorts with no shirt on, coconut oil all over his
shoulders. You're going too far.
He's fucking scrubbing the toilet. That shit's hot.
You can't take her down like a rapper, because she goes far.
I'm going to be honest.
So you take
I'm
her
judging
to a topic,
comments the toilet's so, too far. Different ways.
She's going to go
clean
far.
The toilet.
She made the toilet sexy for herself.
He's trying to get in his ass. He got to clean the toilet.
Oh, man. He started in that part of the ass.
No, well,
what if he
had
somebody clean the toilet for you? What if he had somebody clean the toilet for you?
Maybe he takes care of that person coming over.
I
want
to see him do it. I like acts of service. I got my love language, acts of service.
All right.
I think the ultimate service is like taking care of me, making sure my environment is like wonderful.
And you would do the same as well.
I would.
It wouldn't be just him cleaning the toilet.
Do you do that for your wife? Do you do that for Neri? What was the last act of service you did for your wife?
No, I hired motherfuckers, motherfuckers.
Right now.
We up.
She wants
Ace Space.
Look at that.
Yeah, what are the acts of service that you do?
No. But by the way,
rich men don't be want to do acts of service. But if you get with a motherfucker that's like middle class, he gonna do all the acts of service. He gonna look out.
I'm not sure.
That sounded extra. He's doing more acts of services.
A rich man, like, I'm rich. I'll just hire somebody for it. Middle class
I'm not that rich.
Okay.
But I'm like, I love you, and I want you to be happy in every single fucking way, so I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Should I make some noise for that?
Make some noise.
So you going to wash the dishes? Are you gonna clean out the refrigerator?
Listen, my kids. I can't even get my kids.
Nori ain't doing none of that shit.
I can't get my kids
clear.
To take.
Nary's over there rolling her eyes. She know he ain't doing that.
My son is behind you. I can't get him to take out the garbage.
Except the bathroom.
But see, I could like balance your checkbook and make you 10 times more money. Wouldn't you clean up the house?
But if you're not good at cleaning the house, that's my thing.
But if you even tried, the fact that trying is like hot. Like you're like, okay, I'm gonna pick up all the toys.
Best conversation we ever had on drink chat.
I don't know what's happening.
I feel satisfied washing the dishes and getting the fuck out.
I'm gonna fold up the blankets on the couch so we can cuddle under these sheets later on the couch. And I'm like, and watch a little Netflix and play on the couch. Like, just clean up, just straighten up. You know, dust a little bit, sweep.
She's high. Well, I don't know.
She took nothing from my conversation about, you know what I mean, pick your values and nothing. She's just still on the toilet.
Nah, I'm not on the toilet. I want to see. You ever seen a man sweep with no shirt on and how his back be flexing?
With the Jordans on?
With the Jordans with the socks.
So she want a diesel dude sweeping.
No, it could be a skinny dude sweeping.
That guy could still rob you, though.
Why you gotta rob her though? I don't know why it's my go-to.
I've never been robbed, thank God. But I don't know why it's my go-to bad scenario. No, I'm just saying he could do all the bad things that you like.
Let's take another shot.
She's
got a host tonight.
I have to go host.
I'm hosting tonight too.
What are you hosting tonight?
The private jet back home.
Okay. Oh. And I'm going to go and host that concert that Janet Jackson's performing at. So.
One more shot.
Come on. So, you know, I want to do an excellent job. I don't want any more shots. I will have a shot.
She is focused. She is responsible.
You got responsibilities.
Let me tell you something.
I have responsibilities. Until a man is taking care of me, she will go.
Right. Big bitch on you. That's what she said.
No, listen.
Outside is the conversation we had. We should talk.
Go on, you.
You don't want it.
Why he sweeping without the shirt?
Tiffany says she will go big bitch on somebody.
Like, you like when your women make animal noises?
That's all good.
Can I book somebody for my podcast on your podcast?
Yes.
Because you know I'm launching my podcast.
Can you book Tiffany Harris?
So Tiffany, could you do my podcast?
First of all, Angie, hold on.
I want to do your podcast.
Hold on, you got to book us first. Can you book Dream Chance first?
It's a different type of conversation.
Okay.
It's way different. I would much rather have this conversation. This conversation.
Oh, she just disrespected you.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Dream Champs is cool.
I watch Dream Champs often.
All the time.
Really? I do. I watch you guys a lot.
You don't realize how good you are. That's why you don't realize how great this episode is.
Right.
It's a great episode because you're really funny.
And I'm going to take one shot.
Yes. You're trying.
Just your storytelling is amazing.
I'm just manifesting at this point. The whole episode been me manifesting.
That's it.
Like it.
That's it.
Period. If you pay attention to what I do, an episode of my podcast about manifestation, I want a no-face motherfucker that clean the house. What that
means? Angie, when is your podcast starting?
We launch next week. I'm so excited. Could you imagine after all these years?
I'm trying to get out the fly trap right now. I gotta go, I'm sorry, I have to go do sound check. When you're successful,
you have to go to the venue, you got to do a sound check, you got to see what the sound is like, so you know how to project to the people so that you can touch base. I gotta go, I'm sorry, but I do have to do my responsibilities.
You know, my due diligence. Janet Jackson is coming. Janet Jackson might want me to do a couple of drops.
I'm mad at that.
You know what I'm saying? I might have to do a backflip right quick or something, you know, I might have to get down underneath the velvet rope and come back up. I don't know what the fuck's about to happen. I gotta go be successful.
Yeah.
So,
understood.
What do y'all need? You got a hot 3 minutes.
No. You know what? We just do the drops.
Let's do the drops right now.
Do them right now.
Yeah, do the drops.
I'm not trying to be shady.
But let me give you your flowers before we leave.
I love you.
You know, we haven't had this much female presence, and I want to thank both of y'all for being here, coming through. Cause we at Essence Festival having a great time.
You can't be out here interviewing dudes at Essence Festival.
Please, we can't be interviewing dudes. And the fucking episode was amazing. So thank you.
Yeah.
To the biggest and right now.
The best.
The best female comedian in the fucking world.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And to the biggest and best radio personality. Yeah. I'm good. Just get some pinches and some drops and we're good.
Let's open doors for everybody. Let's open the door.
This is fantastic for me.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG. at DJEFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.